USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cases of coronavirus are once again going up in America. The CDC released new information on the Delta variant. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked what information is new.
When you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of people who are vaccinated who get breakthrough infections, it's really quite high and equivalent to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of unvaccinated people who get infected. That's very different from the Alpha variant. The Alpha variant, the level of virus in a vaccinated person was extremely low compared in the vaccinated people compared to the unvaccinated people. Not so with Delta. So we know now that vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections can spread the virus to other people.
This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Senate is still in session trying to finalize the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Maine Senator Susan Collins said she believes the bill will have the crucial support of at least 10 Senate Republicans needed to pass. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was also optimistic in the bill's timeline. He said he thinks everything should finish up by this Thursday. The Senate is racing to pass the bipartisan deal before leaving for the fast-approaching August recess, which is scheduled to start at the end of the week. Last week, negotiators announced they'd reached a deal that includes $550 billion in new federal investments in America's infrastructure over the next 5 years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they're still finalizing the legislative text of the bill. He said, "This is an important bill. I know all the parties want to get it right." He said, "Once the group's text is done, he'll offer it as a substitute amendment, making it the base of the bill." This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A player in the National Hockey League is now accused by his wife of betting on his own games. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has the story.
The National Hockey League says it's looking into allegations that one of its players bet on his own games. San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane was accused on social media by his wife of betting on his own games and intentionally trying to lose for his own profits. An Instagram account appearing to belong to Kane's wife Anna made the allegations, claiming that Kane spent lavishly in Europe while neglecting financial responsibilities at home. In a statement, the NHL said the allegations are being taken very seriously and that it would conduct a full investigation. This is not the first time Kane has had issues related to gambling. He was sued by a Las Vegas casino in 2019, alleging he failed to repay $500,000 worth of gambling debts. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
One person was killed and several others were injured when bees from a 100-pound beehive stung people in an Arizona neighborhood. At least six people were stung multiple times, including three firefighters. One of those firefighters was stung nearly 60 times and was taken to the hospital for evaluation. One man died from the bee stings. Officials say bee handlers killed most of the bees and then removed the hive later that day. Bee swarms are a regular occurrence in Arizona. According to the Carl Hayden Bee Research Center, most Arizona swarms involve killer Africanized honeybees. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.